A common reason for an unscheduled visit to the vet is when your dog eats something he shouldn't, including a whole range of houseplants, some of which are common and are completely harmless to us two-legged folks. So the number one thing to do to keep your dog safe is to educate yourself about which plants are harmful. I'll be talking about this more next week when I give you a list of some of the most common harmful plants. Number two, if you can, train your dog not to be a grazer. Some dogs are part sheep, it seems, and every now and then they take a bite out of a house plant, making a mess to boot. Number three, hang them up. I know that macrame hanging baskets are totally out of style, but get your hanging plants high enough so that your dog simply can't reach them. There are plenty of stylish ways to do that if you visit a good garden center. Number four, the same applies to non-hanging plants. Keep other house plants on high shelves, stools, or plant stands. This can look lovely and make the plants easier for you to see, and it keeps them away from the dog too. Whether the plant is safe or not, it'll save you a lot of mess and keep the plants looking healthy. There's nothing worse than cleaning up a whole bunch of soil on the ground after you've just watered your plants. Number five, put up a barrier. This might sound odd, but it really can look lovely. One of my favorites is to put floor plants behind an antique fireplace screen. The screens are beautiful, and you can see the plants through them, and your dog is highly unlikely to try to barge through them to get to the plant. What also is good is short folding shutters, or low decorative screens work well. So don't forget to use your imagination. Number six is you can use a repellent. These don't always work, but you can get pet repellents at most supply stores. And I have found that tin foil, if you put it on the soil of the plant, most dogs won't touch it. Or you can also sprinkle some cayenne pepper on the soil as well. Number seven, shop carefully. There are plenty of gorgeous houseplants that are completely harmless to dogs. Do your research and avoid the most harmful. I'll talk more about this on next week's show. Number eight, create boundaries. Group your houseplants together in one or more parts of the house and simply teach your dog that these areas are off limits. And you can do this exactly the same way you would teach him to stay out of the kitchen or off your bed. Watch most of you out there probably let your dog in the kitchen and on your bed. Number nine, make sure your dog has toys and chewies. Often dogs will mess, literally, with houseplants because they're bored. Keep your dog busy and well entertained, and make sure he has something to keep his jaws busy. You may find that he'll ignore the foliage. And finally, number 10, listen to Dina Speaks Dog next week, and I'll give you a list of the most common plants that are harmful to your dog.